This is Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.
There's just a couple few days left until Halloween, so it's your last chance to get out to a haunted house. There are a lot of commercial and nonprofit outfits setting up their own scare factories around the state, and they seem to be getting more elaborate with the sound effects and the special effects and storylines.
But what makes a really good haunted house? Our next guest is a big fan of that genre. He's been to hundreds of haunted houses, and he's been writing reviews for the last couple of seasons. James Causey is an editorial writer and columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. James, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Well, you wrote that you've been to over 300 haunted houses. Why are you such a big fan of being scared and going to haunted houses?
Well, you know, I don't like roller coasters or anything like that, but I do love haunted houses. I just love that fear factor that they provide. And it's just, if you really pay attention to them, they're really unique in their own special way. They offer all the different things and that cause you to challenge yourself, from darkness to sounds to navigating through tight places. It's just, to me, it's the ultimate in giving you that little fear factor.
You know, I'll be upfront about this. I'm a total chicken, so I haven't been to haunted houses since I was a kid, and it sounds like they've gotten kind of sophisticated. What are the elements that go into making a really good haunted house these days?
Oh, God, if you haven't been in years, you need to really check one out, because today's haunted houses are like amusement parks in one location. Oftentimes, they have like two or three different types of haunts at one location. Some offer darkness. Some offer, you know, you go through them, there's an element of actors who really are top-notch. They really play on your fear. They get up in your face. They offer so much. I mean, each haunt is different in its own separate, in its own little way. You know, you may go through areas of darkness. You may have to squeeze through this thing called claustrophobia, where you're actually being squeezed on both ends. You may walk through a vortex in the middle of a haunt. You may have clowns come at you all kinds of ways. There's 3D effects in some of these. I mean, each haunt is so different in its own way, but they are all top-notch, and they give you a little bit of, they challenge you in their own way.
I was reading about one that you wrote about where the setup is that this is a zombie apocalypse, and you're being sort of fed to these cannibals or zombies as a deal with the government. And there's a line there that I thought was really funny. You wrote, "You were forced to hold a rope and walk as if you were threatened the entire time." I really liked that. So you really liked this experience. What did you like about that?
Well, that was in Hills Have Eyes in Franklin. And one thing that I really liked about that haunt is that it's pretty much all outdoors. And they wanted to even, because they're so dependent upon the weather, they wanted to just add to that element too. So they forced everyone to put on hoods and hold on to this rope. And so and all the while, this drill sergeant is barking out instructions to you, and he has a gun pointed at you as well. You can sort of hear him pulling the trigger and threatening you. And then he tells you, "Don't let go of that rope. You better not let go of that rope, or I'll put this gun to your head." And then all of a sudden, the rope just disappears out of your hand. And it's like something about that is just like placing you in the scene is just really, really cool. I love that.
And this is something you found really enjoyable. It does sound like you're right there in it. So does that mean to you, James, that the best haunted houses have narratives, that there's a story you're in?
Well, you know, I don't like to say which ones are the best, but what I do like to say is that, you know, you should feel like you're a part of the scene. You should feel like you're that person in the Freddy Krueger movie, and you have like 2 minutes to try to navigate your way out of being killed. So you should feel like you're in that spot and in that element at that one particular moment. And that's what great haunts are like. It's like you're an actor in a scene, and you become a part of this scene. And it's just, that's, who wouldn't like that? You know, because we always watch movies and say, "Oh, I wouldn't do that," or "Why is she doing that?" or "Why did they fall?" Well, placing you in that scene, it shows you how will you react if you're actually placed in that situation.
So do you think you learn stuff about yourself in these haunted houses?
Well, I've been to like over 300, so I've pretty much seen it all. But, you know, the best part, if you are a professional like me, a professional of haunts, go through with like 15 or two two or three 15-year-old girls and walk behind them, and you'll have the time of your life to see them scream and holler at every single thing. It's pretty fun to watch.
Is there a line between scary and kind of cheesy, kind of campy?
I think, you know, it used to be. Where you would go to a haunt and you'd be like, oh, that was pretty terrible. But today's haunts, they all share similar elements because they all go to the same haunt factories and they get all the latest gimmicks and stuff and they try to bring them back to their haunts. So that they all pretty much follow similar themes. But no one is, you know, they charge you a lot of money. I mean, you could pay on, you know, from $13 on up to like $50 for going to a haunted house. So they got to give you your money's worth. So they're always challenging themselves. And the best haunts, they have their actors talk after every week or every night and talk about how they can make it better. Because if you keep things the same, people just won't come to you, and you lose a ton of money. So you have to constantly change things. So it's not campy. I think they often try to improve themselves over and over again.
We're talking with James Causey right now of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about the appeal of haunted houses, and James is talking about some of the scariest stuff he's seen this time around. And so, James, what is some of the scariest stuff? We mentioned sort of the hanging onto the rope and the drill sergeant barking orders and fleeing through tiny claustrophobic spaces. What are some of the other scariest things that you went through this time around?
Well, I mean, like, so there's a couple of things that I really like. You know, some people don't like the spook factor where someone just comes from a tight place and gets in your face and like, ah! You got to have a little bit of that. You got to have a little bit of darkness. And when I say a little bit of darkness, that means like you feel like you're in a dark place for like up to like 10 minutes and you can't figure your way out. You have to have great actors. They make or break an entire haunt. And then you have to have something that makes you unique. What makes you different than any other haunted house out there? And what I added to my haunt reviews this year is what makes you unique? What makes you different than anyone else? And everybody that answered that question, they all had something that made them unique. You know, for instance, there's Spooky Stalks, for instance. They have, you know, 8-foot tall corn stalks in right in back of you. So you walk through a cornfield, which is pretty unique and different in its own way. You know, then you have the haunt in Waukesha where you have 3 or 4 haunts in one. And then what they added this year is this whole thing where you have to, you know, you go in groups of 10 and you have to figure out this puzzle. You have like 50 minutes to figure it out to get these keys so you can get out before this monster is released on you. So it's that element. You know, so each one has something that makes it unique. The Hills Have Eyes, for instance, they have a ski lift. I mean, what's better than going through a ski lift in the middle of the night after going through like all these haunted houses and you taking a ski lift? I mean, it's like picturesque. It's beautiful and scary at the same time. So they all offer something different. And then, you know, it was this new haunt called Siege Haunt, where it's like it was their first year, and what they had was paintball. You know, you're shooting paintball guns at zombies in the woods. I mean, that was a total something totally different. But what I liked about it is that, you know, I could see where they're going with this, and I could tell you, like, 2 years from now or 3 years from now, it's going to really be good. But, you know, they try something different as a paintball factory, and they say, hey, let's get in on a haunt. On a hunt money and see if we could make it. So they had these creatures coming out of the woods, and you're on the back of a trailer and you're shooting paintballs at them in the middle of the night. That was pretty fantastic. So they all offer something different.
Which one was that, the paintball one?
That was Siege. It was Siege Paintball. And that one was, I got to go through my mental, my mental vortex to see if I can remember. Siege was in
Maguanago.
Siege Scare Factory. And then there's, you know, there was Terror on Rural Street in Hartford, which is really cool. And what I like the most about that is it's an all-volunteer haunt. The sets, the actors, everybody there volunteers, and the money goes towards the Hartford High School, you know, for scholarships and things like that. And that haunt, it's in its 16th year, and I've been going there for probably, I remember when they first opened, and it's probably the most improved haunt on this year's tour. I mean, it was absolutely fantastic, and they typically have been big on animatronics, but this year they had a perfect mix of animatronics and actors and scenes and things like that that blew me away.
So, James, for someone like me who hasn't been in a while or someone who's kind of a fraidy cat, again, like me, can you give me a quick encouragement for going to one of these things this year?
Yeah, have fun. Have fun. Wear comfortable shoes.
Comfy shoes.
I have some
check. Do's
and don'ts on Haunts. Wear comfortable shoes. Don't wear high heels, ladies, because you're going to be going. Sometimes you have to crawl in some of these haunts, and some of them are kind of dirty and dusty, so don't wear your best clothes. Make sure you don't wear expensive jewelry that you could lose, because if it falls out in the haunted house, it's gone forever. Mm-hmm. And just make sure you just have fun. Don't drink too much before you go. I've been to some where people had a little bit too much to drink and they get pretty obnoxious, especially in like bag mazes where they can't figure left from right, and then they're stuck in these places for a long period of time. So just go have fun and just be prepared to be scared.
James, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, thank you. Take care.
That was James Causey, editorial writer and columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Now we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234 with your holiday traditions. Call in or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Do you go to haunted houses or even work in one? Are you lost in the maze right now? Do you go all out with your yard decorations or your costume for the year? Hey, what are you going to be this weekend? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Halloween is coming up, and we want to hear about your traditions for the holiday. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
You can answer questions like this. Are you going to dress up? What is your costume? Do you go to haunted houses like our last guest? Do you host a party of some sort? Call 800-642-1234.
What about a scary movie night? Do you have a favorite one that you like to watch? Do you do it alone so you're super spooked out? Or do you do it with your friends and your family? You can call us right now, 800-642-1234.
Go right to our callers. Danny is on the line with us in Marinette. Danny, hi.
Hi, how are you doing? Yeah, a good haunted house would be in Green Bay is Terror on the Fox at the National Railroad Museum. They have a thing where you can get on board the train and have artists dressed up in costume stuff on the train, and the train takes you around to the other side of the museum, and then they have the haunted house set up where you walk through the woods and that. It's a pretty good place.
So the train itself isn't set up as a haunted train, is it?
Yep, you board
cool.
the train, and the train takes you around to the other side of the National Railroad Museum where they have the haunted house set up.
So haunted train and haunted house. What a great idea, Danny. That's the National Railroad Museum in Green Bay.
It's called Terror on the Fox. They have a website and everything for it.
Danny, thanks so much for getting us started. That sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, not just your standard haunted house, but a train ride.
The train ride sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot for that call, Danny, at 800-642-1234, looking for your Halloween traditions, your favorites.
And let's go next to Jesse joining us in Sparta. Jesse, hi.
Hi.
What is your tradition?
Well, it's a recent tradition. I started volunteering with the Unalaska JCs for their haunted house, and we started doing it last year in conjunction with our nonprofit as well. And we've been doing event staff detail for them, and all I have to say is that it's amazing what these teenagers do. The entire house is constructed, designed, imagined by high school students that belong to the JCs, and they work the entire year around building the rooms, creating their characters, making their costumes, and it's just amazing in October to see everything come together and to help the kids work on their character development, their scare tactics, seeing which new rooms come up
wow.
every year. It is a blast, and every year I am increasingly more and more proud of these kids for all the work that they put on, and we have had a huge weekend last weekend, and I'm just so excited to see what Halloween weekend brings for them. It's my favorite house in the area, but I might be a little biased.
So, Jesse, it sounds like it changes every year. Every year is a little bit different.
Most definitely. It's always at the same location, but the theme for the rooms always change depending on what the kids want to do and what the overall theme of the house is. This year, it's kind of a Fearwater Farm where freaks go when they're not on the freak sideshow. So it's more like freaks in the off-season, if you will. Or
freaks in the off-season. Okay, good. Well, thank you so much for calling and telling us about it.
We are taking your calls with your Halloween plans. We want to know, what's your costume? Are you having a party? Are you going to go to a haunted house? Do you work at a haunted house? And hey, maybe what is your favorite Halloween candy, the one you have to make sure you get rid of or you're going to eat it all the next day? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll go next to Dana with us in Two Rivers. Dana, hi.
Hey there. I wanted to give a shout out to an excellent haunted house. My husband and I travel around to different haunted houses. We go to at least two or three each year. And the burial chamber in, I believe it's Nina, in the Appleton area, was top-notch, excellent, worth every penny. They did an excellent job of every scaring all your senses and, and just very professional and worth every hour traveled.
So Dana, you go to two or three haunted houses a year. You said, why do you like haunted houses so much?
Oh, they're so fun. It gets your blood pumping. And I love Halloween. We don't have any kids, and it's kind of a way to just kind of get silly. And I love putting weird things, you know, eyeballs in the bathroom. And it's just, you know, it's just fun to do fun stuff. So.
All right, Dana, thank you so much. We'll have fun at the remaining haunted houses this season.
Dana, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234 as we talk about your favorite things to do to be scared on Halloween. We're going to go next to George in Waukesha. George, hi.
Hi there. How are you?
Good, thanks. How about you?
Good, thank you.
Well, what did you want to bring up for your favorite scare factor at Halloween?
So I'm going to take my kid and his friends to CMH Haunted House in Waukesha.
Okay, Haunted House in Waukesha. Have you been before?
No, first time.
And so have you ever been to any haunted houses before?
No, actually, no.
So you're you'd be a first-timer. That would be me if I ever actually did that. Are you worried about being too scared?
No, not really.
All right, well, you sound like you're going to have a good time with your kids. Well, thank you so much, George, for calling.
George, thanks for that call. We'll go next to Bill with us in Platteville. Bill, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
Well, it's never happened before as far as I know, but starting this year, the Mining Museum in Platteville is going to have a haunted mine from 6 to 9 p.m.
Do they have actually part of an old mine that this is going to be in, or is it a recreation of a mine?
No, it is an old mine.
Wow.
And it's open to the public during the summer anyway, but it's going to be open this year for Halloween.
Are you going to go, or are you going to check it out yourself?
I don't know.
Not a fan of getting scared?
Well, I'm not a fan of the steps to go down into the mine.
Oh, okay. Well, Bill, thank you so much. What a great idea, taking advantage of that mining history and mining landscape and building a haunted house in that. Bill, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234.
And we're going to go next to Teresa in Hales Corners. Hi there.
Hi.
What are you going to do to scare yourself on Halloween?
Well, I wanted to pick up on a previous caller talking about the Catholic Memorial Haunted House in Waukesha.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the building itself has kind of an ominous history behind it and is believed to perhaps actually be haunted,
uh-huh.
So that's kind of cool. But the rooms change every year, and it's all student-driven. It's the students at Catholic Memorial that design the rooms and staff the rooms, and all proceeds go to veterans issues every year because that's the memorial and Catholic Memorial. So this year it's going to, I believe it's called Camp Hero, the camp for kids of veterans. And in the past, it sponsored Honor Flight and Wounded Warriors. So it's just a really cool thing that the kids are, you know, running it, designing it, and giving back to the community.
So this one is in Waukesha, and our caller George was going to take his kids. Is this a kid-appropriate thing to do you think, Teresa?
They do have, if you go on the Catholic Memorial Facebook page, all the details will be there. But an hour early is a kid-friendly time. I think it's at 6 o'clock, and this would be the last weekend that it runs, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But okay. I believe at 6 o'clock is the kid hour, and then 7 o'clock for general admission.
All right, good to know. Well, thank you so much for calling with that.
Well, our next caller at 800-642-1234. It's not sundown yet, but we have evidently Dracula in Door County. Dracula, hi.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What's your, I don't even know if I want to know, what's your Halloween tradition, Dracula?
Well, I like to enjoy hot chocolate with my family. Here in Door County, where the lovely colors of the leaves are changing now.
Unexpectedly wholesome, Dracula.
Yes. Well, this is radio, after all.
All right, Dracula, thank you so much. So it is a fun family evening, I find, you know, giving out candy on the front porch. Of course, by nighttime when people are trick-or-treating, you can't see the colors. But Door County, that would be a lovely place to do that.
Yes,
definitely.
Yes. Who knew Dracula was there? I was just there. I had no idea. I would have been more scared had I known.
Right, yeah, you were just up there. Wait.
Well.
You are wearing a turtleneck.
I don't like where this is going, so I'm going to take another call. Let's go to Ralph in the Wisconsin Dells. Hi there.
Hi. My tradition is that when my children were little, I would always go through their bags when they got home and check them, make sure everything was copacetic. And then I would relieve them of all their Snicker bars, those little Snicker ones. And that carried on to my grandkids. So if I happened to be, and I, as many times was, with my grandkids, I did the same thing. And now that I'm no longer with them and they're all older and so forth, they still save their Snicker bars for Grandpa.
Oh, that's nice. Good tradition. So they're not too bitter about you taking all. I think of the Snickers as some of the best parts of a Halloween candy that you could possibly get. So those and Reese's. I'm with you on stealing that. Congratulations on having grandkids who love you a lot enough to save the Snickers.
That is great. Yeah, so the candy selection, I did the shopping this year. I bought probably too much variety, and I think the goal is going to be to get the Reese's out the door fast, because those are the ones I will keep eating.
Wrong. What you need
around.
To do is put those aside and take them into the office on Monday.
Yeah. Well, I will end up sharing something with coworkers. I don't want that last minute ride to the store to restock, though. So I tend to overbuy a little bit. Do you give out the candy at your house? That's usually my role.
Well, normally we do that. This year we're actually going to be going somewhere to trick or treat.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be out and about with the rest of the ghouls and goblins.
Costume?
Usually I'm an egg. And my husband is bacon, but I don't know. We can't find our costume. So who knows? It's anybody's game.
You've lost the egg and bacon. I usually don't plan on doing anything and then really halfway, a half effort, something together with a funny hat or
Legolas
something.
Legolas the elf? No?
Yeah, I could do up my hair like that top. Yeah, that
There's
thing.
There's a little resemblance
Maybe.
There.
Maybe. Get a little bow and arrow.
All right, well, fun stuff. Everybody have a great Halloween.
Thanks for sharing your plans. You can keep it going, by the way, at the Central Time Facebook page.